is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you'd like as we launch into the third hour of the program with you tonight on this live Saturday edition. It's Ian.
And Daryl.
And our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. That number brought to you by ProXPN. We're going to go right back into your phone calls. What we've been talking about tonight is a heroin dealer. There's a story out of Norwich, New York. The Evening Sun published it. The editor of the newspaper wrote it. We happen to know who the editor is. Actually talked with her a little bit about her story today. She said she was threatened by a man at a gas station over this editorial, this piece where she interviews a heroin dealer, and she humanizes him. She points out that this is a human with feelings and wants and desires just like any other human being. He may even have a family. In a lot of cases, you know, drug dealers have families too. And people want to buy drugs, as the dealer points out. It's not a problem you can solve by putting dealers in jail, because there are always going to be other people who are willing to step up and fill that void and take the tremendous profits that are offered to them by the black market. So we've kind of covered that general discussion about heroin and drug use and drug abuse and also addiction. So you can bring up whatever's on your mind here. 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Paul in North Florida, listening, I believe, in Tallahassee to Freedom 93. Hey, Paul.
Hey, how you doing?
Welcome, sir.
I'm a pretty libertarian guy. I'm also a police officer, which is kind of an interesting place to be in.
Because
I do see both sides of the whole drug war deal. But I think you have to be really careful. For one thing, to clear up real quick, using the example of a police officer stops somebody on the road and can write them a ticket or a warning, as opposed to police officers can choose which laws they want to enforce. Got to be careful with that one, because traffic violations are civil violations and not criminal violations. If a police officer stops somebody doing a criminal violation, such as drunk driving, he has to act, as opposed to just writing a guy a warning and let the drunk driver drive away, which probably wouldn't be real smart.
You're saying that some laws in Florida are written as the police shall enforce certain laws?
Yes. Yes, when it comes to a traffic violation, it's actually a civil violation, the way it's written in the code. And if you're speeding, yeah, we can write you a ticket, or we can write you a warning, or we can just give you a verbal warning. But if you're committing a traffic violation that's considered criminal, such as DUI, the police officer can't write the person a written warning and let them drive away.
Okay.
Which
and
is reasonable.
Yeah, no, I mean, I understand.
It would be more reasonable to, if the person has a sober friend in the car, or has a friend or relative that they could call to get a ride, let the person get home some other way and not throw them in jail for the night and then steal their car.
Yeah, that's true. I agree.
Okay, that, and to the point that you call a friend to give them a ride home and they get back in a car and drive away and kill somebody. That's why the state of Florida passed the law that if you are arrested for DUI and taken to the jail, they have to hold you for 8 hours until you sober up, because of past cases where police officers have given drunk people or allowed drunk people to go home when they're driving, and the person climbs right back in the car and kills somebody. And then who's to be held responsible? The police officer?
I think that Daryl was suggesting that the friend who is sober would come and pick the individual
up. You would stay with the person until their friend or relative came to pick them up.
And I heard rumors that back in the long time ago before I was born, officers used to just give the person a ride home. I mean, so if there's no friend or whatever,
that's an option as well.
The officer could just give the person a ride home.
Yeah, that still sometimes happens, but you still go back in the case of the officer giving the person the ride home and the person getting into another car and getting back on the road. And then the police officer is civilly liable.
A lot of times.
No, absolutely. There's case law on that, my friend. Trust me. I've been doing this for 24 years.
It's pretty rare, though, that a cop will be held personally liable for anything they do when on the job. I mean, that's pretty rare. Wouldn't you agree?
Oh, no. You don't think police officers get sued on a regular basis?
I don't think those suits are very successful. Generally, the department, through taxpayer dollars, ends up settling, not the officer themselves.
Oh, yeah, that's because that's the deep pockets concept. They always go for the government, and the government says, we'll drop the officer from it. And the
what about qualified immunity? What about, you know, they've got all these immunities that they've
statutory
passed.
Immunity.
Statutory immunity, qualified immunity, sovereign immunity.
As long as he's acting within the law itself, the way it's written, he does have qualified immunity.
I see what you're saying.
Failure to act is not qualified immunity.
So what you're saying is
somebody's walking down the street with a gun, drunk, waving it around, and the police officer goes by and smiles and refuses to take that gun away from the drunk person, the police officer can be sued because he is negligent in his refusal to act with a drunk guy pointing a gun at people's heads.
Okay, I get what you're saying there. So if he's outside of his purview as far as the rules he's supposed to be following, then he becomes civilly liable.
Absolutely.
Gotcha. So, Paul, I appreciate that. Is there anything else you wanted to share?
No, I do like your show. A lot of the stuff you say on the war on drugs is 100% correct.
Do you ever talk to your co-officers about that?
Oh, yeah. It's a casual conversation. We bring it up all the time. But like your last guest says, we also have to be very careful in not enforcing a legally passed law. Now, if it's something that's so far out of the purview, such as, I tell you, 99% of the officers that I work with, if the government said, go confiscate everybody's guns, we would go, yeah, and you would have no police officers working the street, because that's obviously something that's clear cut. But something that the government does have a right to pass, in most police officers' views, a limited measure of protective laws, such as DUI laws. And the absolute libertarian view on the far extreme would say, okay, it's okay to drive drunk until you hit somebody and then it becomes a crime. But society says, wait, we've got to stop it before you run somebody over. A libertarian, the absolute libertarian view would be, look, you can do whatever you want for a gun. It becomes a crime when somebody gets hurt. But society has a right to say, look, you can't walk down a crowded mall with an AK-47 pointing it at people and saying, I'm going to kill you.
Well, society doesn't have any rights. Only individuals have rights, in which case the mall restriction would make more sense if it were the owner of the mall who decided that they didn't want people waving guns or even carrying guns in their mall. That would be the person who would have the right, the property owner, not society. So society is this nebulous concept that's used as an excuse to control the actions of others. But I do understand where you're coming from, although there is an argument to be made that, to me, it should be dangerous driving that should be illegal, regardless of what the reason is. That's what people should be taken off the roads for. And again, I like Daryl's solutions that don't involve incarceration, that involve more compassion. But I think people who are tired while driving are very, very dangerous, and they don't have the same level of punishment because you can't detect that as easily, and there's no law against it necessarily. But if that person is swerving, if that person is causing a danger, then that, to me, is a reason to pull them over, whether they're drunk or not.
Bieber, racing on a roadway would get you in trouble in a heartbeat in Florida.
Paul, be safe out there. Thanks for your call tonight. I appreciate hearing
you too,
from
man.
You. Yep, 855-450-FREE. You know, it's nice to know that at least some officers are out there thinking about these issues, discussing these issues, and that Paul apparently doesn't feel frightened to talk about them. It wasn't too long ago when, and it probably is true in a lot of departments, where if you speak up about ending the war on drugs, you get relegated to no overtime. You get the overnight shift or whatever's considered the worst shift in the department. They may not fire you, but they may make things very, very uncomfortable for you.
And he mentioned that if he were given an order and if his fellow officers there in Florida were given the order to go door to door and confiscate firearms, that none of them would do it. And I would love to believe that that's the case, but just look at the city of New Orleans after Hurricane Katrina, where the National Guard went door to door confiscating everyone's firearms.
They did.
Pointing some sort of, you know, submachine gun at people as they walked into their house and took their weaponry. And in many cases, it was the only way that people had to defend themselves from looters.
Yeah, I remember watching that video footage where they actually tackle an old lady at one point. It was an ABC News report. Pretty scary stuff. Let's continue here. I agree with your skepticality on that one. Maybe they're saying they wouldn't do it, but when it comes to you either enforce this or you lose your job, then I think you're going to see it change. I think you're going to see their minds change. Maybe they'll do it while they grumble about doing it, but
I don't like it.
A lot of them are going to do it. 855-450-FREE. That's the Pro XPN toll-free line. It's the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. You can take control here. Free Talk Live.
Yesterday, I got a notice from the IRS. They say I owe them over $16,000. I don't have that kind of money, but the notice said if I don't pay it in 30 days, they're going to go into my bank account and take my money, put a lien on my house, and garnish my wages. Can they really do that?
If you owe back taxes, unless you get help, the IRS can do all that and more. Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. Their Fresh Start program that will stop collection efforts, remove any liens the IRS or state have in place, and help you reduce your back taxes by as much as 80%. You get a fresh start if you owe at least $10,000 in back taxes. They're so sure they can help you that they'll give you a 20% discount just for calling right now. Dial 877-246-0504. That's 877-246-0504. Again, 877-246-0504.
Amanda Bosel here for Midas Resources. Today, January 31st, 2014, gold opened at $1,251.70. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,297.49, $648.75 for a half ounce, or $324.37 for a quarter ounce. Again, that's $1,297.49, $648.75, and $324.37.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
We Free Talk Live. Bring up whatever you want to hear. It is the live Saturday edition of the show, 855-450-FREE. And that's the Pro XPN toll-free line with you tonight. It's Ian.
And Daryl.
We've got news updates. You sign up over at news.freetalklive.com. We'll update you via email. Or if you prefer, you can follow us on Facebook, Google+, and Twitter. We do more updates on the social networking sites. Questions during the show, maybe show prep articles that we're talking about. We'll post those on our social bookmarking sites. And then the news update list, the email list, is more for the more critical kind of updates, like news about new radio affiliates and special announcements. So go to news.freetalklive.com. You can get signed up there for free, of course. That's news.freetalklive.com. Now, it's not going to be free to attend the Texas Bitcoin Conference, but it will be worthwhile because these Bitcoin meetups, these Bitcoin conferences that have been happening have been amazing. Mark actually just went to one in Miami Beach last weekend, and his report was fantastic. There were over 2,500 people in attendance there, and if that's any indicator of what's going to happen in Texas, Texas can be just as awesome with a whole bunch of great speakers from the Liberty community and the Bitcoin community. Of course, there's a lot of mixing between those two communities. There are going to be three tracks at this event, meaning three speakers at any moment from which you can choose. There'll be several big announcements expected at the Texas Bitcoin Conference, and most importantly, these conferences make the most sense to attend because it's a networking affair. If there are people who are in the Bitcoin community that you want to meet, you're going to be able to meet a lot of them here at this event. Of course, folks like Justice Rainver, Catherine Bleich, and John Bush, some Austin favorites. Stephanie Murphy, our very own Brian Sovereign as well. Those two will be there. Free Talk Live will be broadcasting live. Catherine Nicholson, Chris Odom, Jeff Berwick, Tony Gallippi, so many different names. Jason King, many involved in Bitcoins, many in Liberty. It's going to be a blast. It's March 5th and 6th. TexasBitcoinConference.com is where you can go to get your tickets. And it's going to be coming up fast. I mean, that's about a month away at this point. March 5th and 6th. TexasBitcoinConference.com. We look forward to seeing you there. So let's continue here with your phone calls and thoughts. Let's go to Brad, listening in Arcata, California, or Arcata, rather. Brad, you're on Free Talk Live, listening to KGOE.
Yeah, hi. I was heard your comments about heroin and...
Hello?
Yeah.
Are you on heroin right now?
No.
Okay. So what did you want to say about it?
Oh, just like people like Jimi Hendrix and other great musicians have done a lot of creative music using heroin.
Was Hendrix a heroin addict? Did he die because of a heroin overdose? I knew he was addicted to something, but I don't remember what it was.
I don't know if he died because of heroin, but...
I thought he died from choking on his own vomit.
Yeah, that's what they said. I heard he was also murdered by the record company.
That sounds like a conspiracy theory. Why would they do something like that?
Because they owed him a lot of money.
I don't know. I find that one pretty questionable. But, again, I haven't done any of the research into it, so I don't really know. So what are you saying, that heroin use, you know, has its upsides?
Yeah, pretty much. I've never tried it myself, but I've never had the opportunity.
I don't know if I would. I don't think if I had the opportunity, I would take the opportunity. I just can't say that what, you know, maybe there was some music out there that was influenced by it, but... I don't really feel like that's a motivating factor for me to try heroin. Are you saying that you would try it if you were presented with the opportunity?
Yeah, I probably would.
Wow. You can smoke heroin, right? You don't always have to IV it, do you?
I think you can sniff it.
Yeah. I
wouldn't IV it ever.
Yeah. No, well, that's good. Anything that you have to put in your veins, I would say I'd draw the line at that. And thank you, Brad, for your call and thoughts tonight at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Yeah, I mean, you know, it's not right for me. I wouldn't recommend it for you. It certainly seems to be a very destructive drug, heroin. It's ranked up there with alcohol as one of the most destructive drugs known to mankind. So I can't say that I'm particularly attracted to that.
Yeah, I don't think that I would ever do heroin. Although morphine, I have used once. It was actually given to me by a doctor when I fractured my tailbone 10 years ago. And I have to say that I didn't feel anything the rest of the night.
Let's continue with your calls. Matt is listening in northern Minnesota. Matt, you're on Free Talk Live.
How's it going tonight, gentlemen?
Welcome. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, just on the comments before the break there on officers not, you know, that they walk out. When Obama said he was going to take everybody's guns, there was repeated amounts of officers, you know, writing letters saying their whole department wasn't going to enforce it. There's actually two groups out there right now that I belong to because I'm in law enforcement. Mm-hmm. One is called Oath Keepers. It's for law enforcement and military personnel. Just stating that, you know, we took an oath to uphold the Constitution and that's what we're going to do. And the other one is the NRA Life of Duty, which is, you know, pretty much the same thing. The one that really gets me is when these guys will get on there and say, well, the Constitution was written so long ago that it doesn't apply to these new rifles. Well, if we're going to take that route, then it really doesn't apply to, you know, free speech to television or radio or the internet, because those things weren't around when the Constitution was written. That's just my feeling.
Matt, so you're in law enforcement. Do you feel like there are people in your department who would go ahead and confiscate guns?
No, not. I mean, we're up here in northern Minnesota where, I mean, we've had, if you're not working, all the officers are out, you know, hunting.
Yeah, I think that's probably true. What about Minneapolis, though? What about big city officers?
You know, I would say, if they were probably born in the country, you know, raised in that hunting atmosphere around firearms, then no, if there's some of these big city, you know, left wing, you know, gun grabbers, then most definitely.
I think that what you're saying is fairly accurate. I know that, like up here in New Hampshire, guns are kind of part and parcel of the culture here, and a lot of the police up here are big gun guys, and I believe that many of them would not confiscate the firearms. I think that's true. But I think that, you know, certainly in larger metros, you're more likely to see officers willing to confiscate firearms, and many of them just want a job. You know, they just want a job where they get a nice paycheck, and they'll do whatever it is that they're told. But I think you're right. If you are raised around guns, then you'll have a better respect for it. But what bothers me is, and I understand your appreciation for the certain constitutional ideas, what bothers me is that isn't it clear, like based on the Declaration of Independence, that you should be free, you know, to pursue life, liberty, and you know, the pursuit of happiness? And if that's the case, then why aren't law enforcement officers respecting people's right to choose what to put in their body?
See, the thing is, we don't write the laws. You know, we technically don't even charge people here in Minnesota. Our job is to know the laws. If they're broken and it's one of the ones where you can't let them go, then you arrest them, you write up your report, and then either the city attorney or county attorney.
Yeah, but doesn't what you just said there contradict your claim that you wouldn't enforce a bad gun law?
Right. And, I mean, as far as, like, I know it sounds really weird.
It does sound really weird.
And it's something that I fight with.
I heard you. If you want to explain more, you can hang on that. We'll bring you back here. More on the way. Lots of cops calling in tonight.
Yeah.
Free Talk Live.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want right here. Toll free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733, and that is the Pro XPN toll-free line. You can join us online, of course, at freetalklive.com. We've got a webcam. You can watch, listen, and interact because the chat room's built into the same page as the cam. Go to cam.freetalklive.com. That's cam.freetalklive.com. $6shirts.com. They're one of the top T-shirt companies on the web, and they are big into Bitcoin. They are one of the new exciting companies that's out there accepting Bitcoin, and they are actually keeping the Bitcoin that they earn with their orders, and they're using that Bitcoin to spend on whatever they possibly can, like the advertising they bought here on Free Talk Live. So if you want to try spending Bitcoin on some T-shirts, yeah, or you can spend, you know, U.S. dollars as well. They accept that, too. Over at, go to $6shirts.com. You're going to find a huge selection. Literally hundreds of shirts from a variety of different themes. Of course, there's the kind of political liberty themes that you'll inevitably find on an advertiser advertising shirts on Free Talk Live. But also, they've got a bunch of other cool themes as well. I got one of the shirts that says coexist on it. So there's you know, themes about geeks. There's themes with memes. There's themes with sports and themes with movies and television and Let's see. There's also other themes.
I accept Bitcoin.
That's right. Bitcoin themes, of course. And if you order with Bitcoin at $6shirts.com, you get a free Bitcoin trucker hat. These shirts are witty, hip, smart, and liberty-oriented. And the guy running the company over there tells me that they're adding a new design every day at $6shirts.com.
Nice.
So there's always something fresh to take a look at $6shirts.com. And again, they accept Bitcoins happily and are very excited about that. Let's go back to the phones and the fun here. We've got Matt. He's listening in northern Minnesota. Matt, it says you're listening to KNOX. Is that true?
Yes, sir.
Oh, that's interesting because I didn't know we were on KNOX. We're on in sorry, go ahead.
No, that's fine.
Okay. I'll have to give the program director a call next week and tell him thanks, because that's news to me. So welcome aboard. And you said you were a law enforcement officer. We were talking with you about kind of the seeming contradiction that you seem to understand between a law enforcement officer who says he won't enforce he won't enforce a gun prohibition, but does, on the other hand, enforce drug prohibition because it's the law.
Right. Yes, but it's, you know, if I catch, you know, I'm in a small town, so we don't see a whole lot of it. We, you know, occasionally catch a couple kids with pot, and if it's the first time we've seen them, we confiscate it and kick them loose. And it's kind of the same with the DUI. You know, if I see a guy going to get in his car and he obviously had way too much to drink, I'll just say, hey, you know, do you want to spend $10,000 or I can put you in the back of here and bring you home?
You have actually driven someone home.
Yes, sir.
That's impressive, I have to say. Thank you for that.
No, not a problem. And I mean, it's one of those things where me and my wife are part of the community, and it's a smaller community. And I mean, obviously, in some of the bigger cities and with some of the other officers, they don't do it. You know, there might even be policies against it in some departments. But it's, you know, it's one of those things where I'd hate to, you know, ruin somebody's life when they're just going 2 blocks down the road.
I heard you.
So, but, and then kind of the other thing I wanted to mention, my first job in law enforcement, I responded to a domestic call, ended up arresting the guy, was the grandson of the mayor, and Lo and behold, a couple months later, the city attorney one had, I don't know if they talked to the girl and dropping the charges or what, but after it all played out the way it did, we started having budget problems, and I was the last to hire, so they said I was the first to fire kind of thing.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, I've been on the short end of the stick.
So, wait, you've been fired?
Yes. I'm currently working now, but my very first job in law enforcement, that's what happened to me.
Wow. Well, at least they didn't blacklist you. I've heard that could happen as well. So thanks, Matt. I appreciate you calling and sharing your thoughts tonight here on Free Talk Live. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. What's that? Two active duty officers and one former cop tonight?
Yes.
So far? That has to be our most cop-filled show that we've had thus far.
In a while.
It's certainly been a good one tonight. And I always appreciate the perspective of somebody in law enforcement because, well, you don't really hear from them very often. A lot of times they're under instruction to not comment. Law enforcement officers are told to not speak to members of the media or the public about their real opinions. And maybe they're calling because they can be somewhat anonymous here on Free Talk Live.
Yes.
In a lot of departments, it's a no-no for an officer to give an opinion. And we know you've got them, and I appreciate when you share, especially if it's a story about how you actually helped somebody out of a situation that another cop could have really hurt the person in, like driving somebody home who's drunk or not arresting somebody for pot possession. So, again, thanks to every officer who uses discretion in that way. I think that makes it, they can make a huge difference in someone's life.
Oh, absolutely.
Let's continue with your calls and thoughts. Margaret's listening in Michigan. Margaret, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Hi. You know, I was listening a couple things. I was listening to the caller who said they'd try heroin. As a mother of a recovered addict, please don't. It's a heartbreak. It's a heartbreaking situation. It's something I wouldn't wish on any other parent, any other person. I'm grateful to say that my daughter's doing really well and has made a complete recovery and is on her feet and really, really living to the fullest and doing well. But to watch the heartbreak and the setback in this young person's life, I would not wish it on anybody.
How did she get started?
I believe it was a college roommate.
Oh, wow.
So the idea of trying something, I'm also a registered nurse. I work cardiac intensive care, and I watch these people come in who have used cocaine and what it does to their hearts. I just think one of you said you use morphine. When morphine is used for pain, when a drug like that is used for pain, it's not used for an addiction, and it usually does not create an addiction because it's used for the purpose of alleviating pain.
I've seen plenty of people get hooked on opiates from having a prescription to relieve pain. I know that happens.
Absolutely. I'm sure it does. But I'm just saying that when it's used for the correct purpose, it usually does not lead to that. Obviously for chronic pain, but for, like you were saying, somebody hurt themselves or a knee replacement, or when it's used properly, it usually does not lead to an addiction. And I'm just saying heroin, and when I listened to the previous caller, the law officer saying he put the guy in the back seat of his car and you guys thanked him, I'm like, in a way, I see the point, because, God, you don't want to ruin somebody's life for a small episode like that. They live two blocks away. But were he to hit somebody and kill them on the way, I just talked to a young girl who lost a friend who was in her 20s because of a drunk driver. She was the mother of a three-month-old. When you look at the reverse side of that, I can't say thank you for putting that guy in your back seat.
But he didn't drive and he didn't hit anybody. He was taken home, so he wouldn't have had the chance to hit anybody.
And the next time he's out, he'll do it again. And the next time
There's plenty of people who get charged with DUI who get a second, third, and fourth DUI. So it's not like getting charged with a DUI is necessarily going to stop somebody from drinking and driving in the future.
I just think laws are put in place as deterrents.
I don't think they're very effective at that.
That's definitely the reason that politicians give for passing laws. But when you look at the prison population, and knowing that the prison population has grown at a rate of 7 times higher than the general population, they're not very good deterrents.
Margaret, thanks for your call and thoughts. I do appreciate hearing from you tonight at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Ken's in Aurora, Illinois. Ken, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. The topic that I wanted to call inside is rather antiquated. I think it was first broke in, like, 2008. It's about the Maine Corps database. I don't know if you guys have heard of it.
I have not.
It's apparently a database maintained by the federal government since 82 that is basically a list of political dissidents that are literally going to be rounded up and secured.
I have heard about this. I question the source. Let us know where you're getting this, and hang on. We're going to bring you back here in a moment. More with Ken in moments. 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733, live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live continues.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving. But my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call, but I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 877-648-5421. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 877-648-5421. That's 877-648-5421.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay, and after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, take control here. The remaining moments give just enough time for maybe your call, but you have to make it right now at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Ian here tonight.
And Daryl.
Daryl's got a website. It's fpp.cc. Check more of him out over there. And also, don't forget to go to victimlesscrimespree.com to check out Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree. It's a free 90-minute documentary, and actually there's now a 60-minute cut of the film, the film festival cut. It's available, so if you're time-challenged, you can slice it out a half an hour off, and it's still a pretty darn good movie at 60 minutes. So you can go to victimlesscrimespree.com, watch the movie free on YouTube. You can also buy it on DVD in a special director's cut format with hours and hours of bonus content and footage. So victimlesscrimespree.com. Let's go back to the phones and the fun. We have Ken on the line in Aurora bringing up the Maine Corps. You'd asked if I'd heard of it, and when I first heard the name, I didn't really recall, but then I do remember seeing a news story earlier this week alleging the existence of this database of what is supposedly 8 million Americans. Do you want to tell us a little more about
it? Hold on. I've got a question real quick. Was this the thing where some agency was supposed to have gone around and put stickers on people's mailboxes where if it was a yellow sticker, it meant one thing, and a blue sticker meant something else?
I haven't seen that in any of the research that I've done.
All right, so tell me more about Maine Corps.
Well, from what I can tell, it was created in like 83 by the Reagan administration in order to track political dissidents. And in light of some of the more, you know, some of Snowden's releases about PRISM and how they have basically access to everything, it just seemed more more of one of those things that should be taken a second look at. There was an article with Amy Goodman where she interviewed Tom Shorrock, who apparently did a bunch of investigative journalism and said it was mostly tied to like continuity of government and in the events of a major catastrophe such as, I don't know, maybe a financial collapse where the dollar is just worthless, or they would just come in and round up everybody who has ever posted anything negative about the government and interrogate them and throw them in a holding cell.
I mean, okay, really so
a lot so, of these different, you know, various conspiracy theories.
When I saw the story about the main core this week, they weren't saying the information came from Edward Snowden. They kind of mentioned Edward Snowden in the article, but it doesn't actually say it came from him. So I question, of course, you know, what's the source on this? And there's precious little information out there about this main core program. It's alleged to exist. There are a couple of news articles written that are available on the internet where the allegations are made, and, you know, everybody that's speaking is speaking on a condition of anonymity. So maybe it does exist, but to me, that's not really the scary part. I mean, the fact is, if they want to come after you, they can come after you whether or not there's a database.
Right.
I don't think it's very realistic they're going to round up any amount of millions of people. I understand there's another conspiracy theory out there about the government having camps in which they can place people, and I find a lot of that to be questionable as well. But either way, if they want to get you for something, they're going to get you regardless of you whether you've been sitting in a database. And by the way, if the database has been around since the early 80s, it's probably pretty outdated in a lot of ways because I highly doubt they're maintaining it very effectively given that they are the state. So maybe they're adding names to it. But how likely is it that they're taking names off of it? Oh, yeah, well, we decided Daryl Perry is no longer a threat, so we're going to pull him out of this this database.
Well, think about it. Like, look at how they did the no-fly list. I mean, that was a joke. They had a six-year-old on it. I mean, how bad could they invest this up as well?
And then, speaking of the no-fly list, there actually were some people that filed a federal lawsuit against the no-fly list. One of the witnesses lives in, I believe, Malaysia. I could have the country incorrect. And when that person was coming to testify, they were held up in security and not able to make the trial to testify.
Ken, thanks for your call and thoughts. Appreciate it. Let's go on to Bill, listening in Battle Creek to WBCK. Hey, Bill.
Hey, how's it going?
Welcome, sir. Go ahead.
Good. Yeah, I actually went to college for criminal justice, you know, thinking I'm going to go to school and help all these people. And, you know, since I've graduated, I've kind of realized how much of a joke this system really has turned into. You know, we got how many millions of people in prison for nonviolent, you know, whether it be drug offenses or whatever it is. You know, just putting peaceful people in cages is definitely not helping society.
Absolutely true. So has that given you pause to, you know, think about whether or not you want to get involved in the policing profession?
Right. Yeah, absolutely. It's almost to the point now where I'm almost fully admitted to be an anarchist capitalist. You know, and I really did give credit to one of my professors in college because he was a former defense attorney. Hmm. That actually taught us laws and, you know, the parameters that the police had to operate in. And I guess it just took a while to see, you know, what's really going on and, you know, to form my opinions.
Because even if you were going to go into policing with the mindset that you have, wouldn't there be like a kind of an introductory phase? It's usually very hard to fire bureaucrats after a certain point, but there's frequently like an introductory window, maybe a year or something, where it's easier to fire you. If you go in there and you don't do exactly what you're told, there's a good chance you're not going to make the cut, right?
Right. You know, and then, you know, we're also saddled with student loan debt, so they've got us, you know, coming both ways because, you know, what do you do?
Yeah, you got to do what the man says, apparently.
Right. We're real free individuals, huh?
Well, now there must be other options, right? Like private security or maybe private investigator.
Right, which is what I've looked into. But, you know, trying to, you know, get the capital around to start something like that is,
sure,
you know, with the way the system is rigged and the game's rigged, it's, you know, it almost seems like there's no winning.
Hmm. You know, there was the folks over at coplock.org, Pete Ayer, one of the founders, and Garrett Ian went over to the Threat Management Center in Detroit, which you're there in Michigan in Battle Creek. Might be interesting for you to look into. Have you heard of those guys?
Yeah, I check out some of their stuff on YouTube and, you know, on other places like that.
For our listeners that don't know, Threat Management Center is a private security firm that has been doing a boom in business over there in Detroit as the police have continued to fail and continued to fail to protect people and do their supposed jobs. So Threat Management Center has been taking on contracts and actually has been protecting people and teaching people how to protect themselves.
And they've actually been preventing crime right. by doing regular patrols through neighborhoods, whereas police never actually prevent crime. They only investigate once it happens.
Bill, anything else you want to share tonight?
Nope, that was it.
Appreciate your call, and good luck figuring out what to do now that you've gone through school for criminal justice and aren't real sure about it. I appreciate your call. 855-453, Will's in Mobile, listening to WAVH-FM. Hey, Will.
Hey. Now, what I would like to talk about is actually the double standard we have in this country. Everybody wants to preach pro-choice. They want to say, my body, my choice. They only want to allow that to apply to females when it comes to abortion. What happens to the drug user? I mean, think about it. It's still my body, my choice. It's my choice what chemicals I put in.
Totally agree. Yeah, if you want to mess yourself up, it's your choice, and it should be. And, in fact, you can apparently choose to get effed up on alcohol all day and all night if you want to. The government doesn't care about that. So it's obviously
they'll even sell it to you.
It's obviously not about necessarily about altering one's state of consciousness. It's just about certain altered states.
Yeah, I know. But like I said, though, everybody wants to talk about, you know, anytime a male wants to assert himself, it's obviously sexist. But the pro-choice standards that they're wanting to put out there is definitely sexist in and of itself because it only applies to females.
Will, I appreciate your call and thoughts tonight. Let's go to Helen listening in Ithaca, New York. Helen, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Daryl.
Oh, hi. This topic of tainted heroin, it's very timely. This week it's been on NPR, you know, National Public Radio, and ABC, CBS, that there's been a lot of deaths in Pennsylvania because of this. People are selling tainted heroin in Pennsylvania. And yeah, I mean, I didn't research it just before I called, but you could look it up. And that's a big problem. Yeah, I say legalize everything is what I say.
Tainted heroin warnings blanket Pennsylvania as overdose deaths swell.
Western Pennsylvania. A lot. They had these doctors on the air, and they were talking about how disgusted they were that these kids were coming in dead from overdoses of heroin that had some other garbage in it. You know, so
it's scary. And whether it's tainted or not, there's just the fact that it's in the black market means that this stuff happens more often, and people get hurt more often because of it. And if we actually want to have compassion for people with serious drug addictions, the only thing to do that is compassionate is to legalize it, so these people aren't afraid to go and get help. That's really the only compassionate solution. I thank you, Helen, for your call and thoughts. We're out of time for tonight, but no worries. We'll be back tomorrow, or at least we, as in Free Talk Live, but not you and I, Daryl.
Right.
The Sunday crew will be joining you tomorrow night. You can join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com, where the conversation continues, and you can actually create the content right there on the front page of the website. Check out Daryl on his website, fpp.cc, and we'll see you tomorrow night online in the meantime again, freetalklive.com. Have a great weekend.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
Smokers, you know cigarettes are killing you. You know that they're an old, smelly nicotine delivery system. The newest method is up to 10,000 times healthier for you. If you smoke, go to vaporsmiths.com/FTL. Buy the starter kit for under $40. For less than the cost of a carton of cigarettes, you can get 6 cartons worth of e-cig juice with your starter kit. Don't buy another pack of death and misery. Vaporsmiths.com/FTL.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.